بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, let me ask you a dumb question. The dumb question is, who would like to be successful in this world and the akhirah? I'm saying no question because every Muslim will say, I would like to be successful in this world and the next. I don't think there's anyone who will say, I don't want to be successful. So it's a stupid question. But the reason I'm asking you this stupid question is because this is the goal for everyone, to be successful in this world and the next. You're doing a business, you want to succeed in the business. You have a family, you want to bring up your family, your children in a way which is a credit to you. Right? You are running a country, you want to do that in a way which is beneficial for everybody, and so on and so on. Depending on the difference of scale, but whether it's running one small shop, a tea shop, or whether it's running the whole country, it's the same thing. Do you want to be successful in this world and the next? Of course, as far as akhirah is concerned, that is the life for which there is no ending. So you want to be successful there also. If the answer is yes, then the secret is very simple, which is have Allah with you. If Allah is with you, then you will be successful in this world and the next, no matter what the situation is. Rasulullah and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu were together in the ghar, in the cave, and they were in mortal danger. They had people, they had a price on their head, dead or alive, and there were people who were standing at the mouth of the cave. All they had to do was look down and they would have seen them. What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'an. He said, have no fear, have no sadness, have no worry. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. So we understand from this that if Allah is with you, then there is no need for any fear, no need for any anxiety, no need for any stress, no need for worrying about the future or the past. You will be successful. There is no doubt about this. Question is, how to get Allah with you? If Allah is with you, this will happen. But how can you get Allah with you? What is the way? Again, no secret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it clearly in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allaha ma'al ladhina attaqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun. In Surah An-Nahl, the last ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allaha, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'al ladhina attaqaw, is with, ma'a, he is with, ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is with alladhina attaqaw, those who have taqwa, walladhina hum muhsinun, and those who are people of ihsan, those who do ihsan. So very simple to understand that if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you, then you and I have to become people of taqwa and people of ihsan. And if Allah is with us, then we will succeed in whichever endeavor we choose in this world, and obviously that will result in success in the other world also. Now, look at how we live our lives. We are in politics, we will do things which we know. I mean, believe me, today there is nobody, I think, who does something unknowingly. People know, they know everything what they are doing, and right and wrong, they still do it. You are in politics and you know something is wrong, but you still do it. Why do you do that? You say, brother, you are a Muslim, right? You are a politician, but you are a Muslim. Why do you do something which is wrong? Why are you doing this thing which you know is haram, which you know is wrong? He said, no, this is politics. This is politics. We have to do this. If we have to succeed, we have to do this. Isme kamyab hona to karna padta sab kuch nahi kar sakte. Ye bolte nahi bolte. Same thing. You are a businessman. You will take a loan on interest, or you will lie or cheat or advertising, you will do something. Some thing which Allah has prohibited. And you tell them, why are you doing that? This, you are a Muslim, why are you doing it? No, 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 but you see, brother, this is a business. This is business. I'm sorry, what can we do? If we do not do this, we cannot succeed in business. I was talking to one of my friends, and in terms of the issue of combining halal and haram in terms of business. And he asked me, so I said, as far as I am concerned, there is no combination of halal and haram. So, you are either halal or you are haram, one of the two, there is no combination of the two. So, he said, no, no, but he named for me different big muftis in this country and other countries. He said, so-and-so mufti, mufti sahab said, and his fatwa is that up to 15% of haram is permissible in your halal income. And then somebody else said up to 35% haram is permissible in your halal income. So I asked him the usual question which I ask these people. I told him, if I give you a bottle, a glass of water with 15% of urine, will you drink it? If I give you a glass of water and I tell you, I haven't actually done it, but I tell you that I have put one drop of urine in this glass. I'm giving it to you, I'm saying, I have put one drop of urine in this glass. Or I tell you, forget urine, I tell you, I spat in this glass. Will you drink the water? You can't smell the urine, you can't see it, the water color has not changed, nothing. Right? Unless you take this glass for a chemical analysis, you will not know whether there is urine in it or not. But will you drink it if you just know that? So how do you say this is halal? And if this mufti said that up to 35%, where did he get this percentage from? Up to 35% is halal. So if I have 34%, is fine. If I have 36%, it is not fine. Where did he get this from? So I said, sorry, I don't accept this. As far as I am concerned, I am not a mufti. I am a stupid old fool, but I don't accept this. As simple as that. But we do. This is what we do. We said, no, no, but you see. So I told him, I said, why do they? He said, no, no, no. You see, Sheikh, the problem is that our muftis say that unless we allow Muslims to do this, Muslims will never succeed in business because all business is based on interest and this and that. So we have to do this to help them to succeed. So I said that you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so weak and powerless that unless you do haram, Allah cannot make you succeed. Then why are you worshipping Allah at all in the first place? Tell me. If your God is so weak and powerless that He cannot make you succeed unless you disobey Him, why are you worshipping Him? You are worshipping somebody who is strong. Why are you worshipping somebody who is so weak? If this is your concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, then how will we succeed? Because Allah is saying, Inna Allah ma'al ladhina taqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun. Allah is with those who have taqwa and ihsan. What is taqwa? Taqwa is to be concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is to fear to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bring the same 1% haram, 2% haram, 5% haram. Did Allah say that He is not pleased with 10% haram, but He is okay with 9%? Did Allah say this? So the point is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be pleased, then we have to have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimus Salah, which means we pray. And prayer means in the masjid, therefore we pray in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I wish I could do this. He said, what? He said, I wish I could tell Bilal radhiyallahu anhu to call the adhan. And then I would go to the houses of those who have not come to the masjid, who are praying in their masjid, in their houses. He's not saying praying in their houses. He said, I wish I could go to those houses. I would tell people to collect firewood and I would set fire to the house with the person in it. Who is saying this? Rahmatul lil alameen. About whom? About people who are praying but who don't come to the masjid. Today we think coming to the masjid is an ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am praying. If that is so, then why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say this about the masjid? A man came to him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I am old, I am blind. Do I still need to come to the masjid for Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you had to crawl, you should come to the masjid. Taqwa is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ihsan is to excel in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is to pray in the masjid. Ihsan is to pray as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the definition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ. He said, pray as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And though you cannot see Allah, know that Allah sees you. I'm giving you the example of prayer because this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used to do, is to give the example of salah. Taqwa wal ihsan. And the one who has these two things, Allah is with him. I didn't say it, Allah said it. And if Allah is with him, لا تحزن, no fear, no khawf, no huzn, no sadness. Success is assured. Taqwa wal ihsan. This is the secret of success. Apply this to every single thing in your life. Our ma'amilat, dealing with people, taqwa and ihsan. I am going to deal with people in a way to please them. There is a tea shop in Shantinagar. As you go from there, as you take a right turn, there's a tea shop on the right, very famous. That tea shop has got, any time of the day or night you go there are hundreds of people there. People are standing on the street and everything. So there's a friend of mine who went and he made friends with the tea shop owner. And he said, what is it that you do in this tea? How come people come from all over the place to drink tea in your shop? What is it you got? So in Urdu he said, Saab, main jhukta deta hun mera. He said, I give more. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, jhukta. He said, give more to somebody. Don't give less. Don't even give exact. He said, I give more. He said, if I'm serving tea, I serve more tea. He said, if somebody pays me, I give him a little more change. I don't give him exact. You know, a few more paisa. That's it. So he is practicing taqwa and ihsan in his tea shop. He is not a mufti of some great, haram or some masjid. No, he is a tea shop owner. He is selling tea, that's all. But he is practicing that and Allah is sending him customers. You can go and see this place. It's like crazy. There is no place. Forget about sitting. You can't even stand in the shop. You have to stand on the street and drink tea in that place. Taqwa and ihsan. As simple as that. So, my reminder to myself and you is, do we want Allah with us or not? If you want Allah, this is the secret. If you don't want Allah, no problem. Go your way.